Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, I know you well enough to know that you've got some favorite wineries that you've been following over the years. And the one that really comes to mind very, very quickly is Alexander Valley Vineyards.
You are right there, Al. I've been a big fan of Alexander Valley Vineyards, also known as AVV, for over 20 years. Alexander Valley is located in the northern Sonoma County, just north of Healdsburg, and is the largest, and I did not know this, is the largest and most fully planted wine region in Sonoma.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's beautiful. Anyway, the winery is obviously named for the region, the property called Alexander Valley Vineyards, and it produced its first wine in 1975, a Chardonnay. But the project first started with the purchase of land owned by a gentleman named Cyrus Alexander in 1962. So they took their time to bring this along. The rest, as they say, is history. Alexander Valley Vineyards has grown to be one of, I believe, one of the most recognizable and well-respected properties in Sonoma County. For my tasting, I stayed with the classics, Merlot, Chardonnay, and Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, good.
So the 2023 AVV Chardonnay is a great value at $17.99.
Wow.
Pale gold, full-bodied, beautifully balanced, classic aromas and flavors of apple, pear, subtle vanilla oak, and citrus. The wine is fresh, has a good acidity, and almost a creamy texture. It's not Chardonnay that makes you want to think deep thoughts, but it's Chardonnay that makes you realize why so many people love Chardonnay. It's just good. So for $17.99, I'm happy with that. The AVV 2021 Merlot also performs well. Too much Merlot is just one-dimensional and without charm, which is why it is so often blended in, even with that, just in spite of the history, with Cabernet. But this wine shows why Merlot should not be overlooked. Deep garnet, full-bodied, aromatic, displaying classic cherry, plum aromas and flavors with notes of cassis and dark chocolate. This is a serious Merlot with firm tannins and a long finish. To me, it sort of screams beef or lamb, and it's a very fair value at $21.99.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. Last was the 2022 Cabernet Sauvignon, which sells for $24.99. I have been a fan of this wine for a long time. And this vintage shows quite well. A blend of 95% Cabernet with small fractions of Merlot, Petit Verdot, Malbec, and Cabernet Franc. It's a big wine, but it's not a fruit bomb. What you're going to find here is forward, spicy black fruits with hints of dark chocolate and even a little note of anise. The wine is generous but slightly restrained, suggesting that a few years of bottle aging will definitely yield, I think, positive results. The finish is long and pleasantly dusty, and as with the Merlot, beef or lamb is probably the call.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like this is not a big fruit bomb.
No, it's not. It's not. It's got elegance and style. It's firm, but I thought it was really quite good.
And quite balanced.
Very balanced. Well, now, they also make a Cab Franc and an organic Cabernet Sauvignon, but I like them all. But the quality of the 2022 Cabernet makes it my wine of the week.
Well, it does sound that. And that's exactly the style of wine that I think ages really well.
Well, this certainly, I think, would.
There you go. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.